Welcome to Simon Says. In these episodes, you get to ask questions around entrepreneurship, mindset, marketing, whatever comes to mind. If you want to ask a question, head to simonlovell.com or head to one of the social media channels. And here we go with this show. I am actually here at the True Transformation Ranch with one of my clients, Jill.
Hello.
And next week, you're actually going to see a behind the scenes of me mentoring Jill, where we're dancing on the basketball court and we're having fun. And Jill says this amazing phrase where it's just coming from this amazing place. I'm not going to say what that is because you're going to see it next week. Jill hasn't actually seen the episode. But what I thought we'd do today was, actually Jill had a question for me. So Jill's going to ask her question and I'm going to answer it. Plus also over on Instagram, Simon Lovell Official, I've got a question which I'm going to answer in a moment. So Jill, what is your question for me today?
So Simon, my question is, as you're building your personal brand and you're doing Facebook Lives, how much is enough? How much is too much? How do you know what's the best way to go with your business?
That's a great question. So here's the thing. Consistency is the key within business and content. And one thing that I've learned over time is to not worry so much about defining frequency, but doing like what I feel. So for example, if I'm inspired by something, I'm going to post it, you know? And so people will never mind if you're adding value, but if you're constantly posting like promotion, buy my stuff, then there's a problem there. But for example, if you post every couple of hours on Facebook, that's not a problem, you know? And someone mentioned on a question, which I'm going to read out in a moment, that this concept of omnipresence, which is being everywhere and being consistent all the time. So what I would say to you is start feeling into when you want to share something as opposed to, okay, I should be posting X amount of times. Now, however, it is also beneficial to have a schedule, right? But you can always go over that. So if you were to say, well, I want to post on, you know, Instagram twice a day or do a Facebook, which is consistently like a morning show every Monday and then a show every Wednesday and a show every Friday, keeping that consistency is really good for your audience. You know, so for example, the Simon Lovell Show, you know that there's a show on a Monday that's going to motivate you. It's Momentum Monday. There's a signature show on Wednesday. And then there's the Saturday show, which is this show, which I record typically on a Friday or Saturday. And I'll do this and it will be uploaded after, you know, after we've chatted. All right. And so people know that that's happening. Now, am I creating other content consistently? Yeah, I'm doing Facebook posts. I'm doing Instagrams. I'm doing Instagram stories. Here's the thing. When you're fully in alignment, and it's so beautiful how you've stepped more into alignment, the more alignment you step into, the more you're happy with sharing your voice, the more consistent you're going to be, because you're just like, I just want to get it all out there. I'm being inspired today. I want to share that. I've had a great conversation and I just want to share that piece. So for example, I was at Social Media Marketing World this week and I was like, oh, do you know what? I'll share a piece of content. Every time I come out of one of the talks, I'm going to share one nugget that I learned, and that was just adding value. So I know that you're someone who has a lot of knowledge, right? And there's always things coming up for you. So share those nuggets. Keep on consistently sharing them because you're always going to stay front of mind. So have a baseline that you don't go below, but don't worry about going above.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, so FitTech franchise on Instagram, FitTech, FITTEC dot franchise, asks, in your opinion, what's the best channel to drive leads to a fitness business? Not all channels are created equal, or should we aim for omnipresence, which is basically being everywhere and consistently? Clearly, this also depends on product and desired target market. Here's my answer to that. Where does your audience go? You know, so most people on Facebook, you know, I can't get the specific numbers, but the majority of people are on Facebook. You want to be across all platforms, but you want to master, and you want, like, for example, I'm not big on Twitter, you know, but I'll focus on Facebook and I'm getting more consistent on other different channels, you know. But here's what I'm going to say. If you can't market on Facebook, you're not going to be able to market on any other channel, right? So the key is understanding marketing and how to write great copy and how to tap into your story and how to have the right funnel there. Because you can be on any channel, but if you don't understand how to market, those channels aren't going to work. So I would say, you know, especially for if you're looking to attract a business crowd, you're going to want to put energy into LinkedIn, you know, because mostly on LinkedIn are professionals. But I would say for me, and for if you're in the fitness business, Facebook primarily, Facebook and Instagram. Now they're both connected, which is great because you can leverage that. If you post on Instagram, there's a button where it automatically goes across to Facebook. And I'll be talking a lot more around automation in future episodes. In fact, I've just automated a lot of the podcast to be able to distribute into different areas. So we can do Instagram and Facebook together collectively on two channels. And then we can start to repurpose some of that content to go onto a LinkedIn, onto a different channel, you know? So I would focus on getting good at marketing and focusing on Facebook, and then start to repurpose across those platforms. Challenge for a lot of people, though, is the time in doing that. And so getting an assistant, getting someone who you can create a system for where you do something and then it gets distributed into a different area, if you don't have the automation software, is really important. And again, it's about consistency, but also tracking what works and then tripling down. So for example, if I do something and I call it and I say it pops, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that content and I'm going to create a video of that. I'm going to create a podcast of that. I'm going to create more content around that because I know that it resonated with my audience. And that's where opening up an Evernote and going and having a file which says stuff that works and actually putting that in there is really, really important, because you'll notice that when you do a Facebook Live, like, oh, that got more interaction. That seemed to rattle people up a little bit more, you know? And it's important that we create a bit of curiosity, that we talk about topics that most people don't want to talk about. We don't want to be vanilla. We want to be talking about these topics which are different, which are going to spark meaningful conversations and meaningful interactions. In fact, you're going to want to check out the show this week, because this week we're actually going to launch, or I'm going to launch the private Facebook group for the Simon Lovell Show, and it's called Meaningful Interactions, Get Engaged and Get Results. And I'm so excited by that community that I'm going to build, because I know that the people that are going to be within there are going to be amazing, as you are, Jill. But also, you know, as Mark Zuckerberg has said, Facebook time is going to go down, but he wants people to have more meaningful conversations when people are on social media. You know, I think we're all used to watching, you know, Facebook videos of some cat jumping into a bin, right? and sometimes we've even posted them. But really what's going on, especially on social at the moment, is people are starting to recognize really that they're having an unhealthy amount of time on social media. And so awareness is becoming more and more apparent with the data. And that's really why Mark, on January, I think it was January 11th, gave that update. And, you know, just like with you, Jill, you know, and you guys will see in the episode on YouTube, which is going to come out this week, you know, as I was prompting Jill to go and do more things outside of, away from the computer. Like, we all need to run our businesses, but we also need to get out there and do the things that we didn't used to do or stop doing. And the time that we are on our computers, you know, creating impact and running our businesses, let's just make it a better quality of time, you know? Anything you want to add, Jill?
No, I fully agree on that, Simon. It's about finding balance in your life. So when you're doing what you love, there's balance in all aspects of your life.
Absolutely. All right, guys, this is the Simon Says episode, and I'll see you on Monday for Momentum Monday with the motivational message. And just to let you know, the episodes of the show are also going over onto YouTube now, plus exclusive behind-the-scenes new videos are going to be happening on the YouTube channel. So lots happening, the new Facebook group, new things on YouTube, and I will see you on Monday. Have an amazing weekend. And just before you go, just think about something that you're grateful for that's happened over the past week. You know, it's a weekend. Hopefully you're practicing some kind of self-care, and maybe you're hustling too. Maybe you're working. But what's something that you are appreciative of, or someone in your life that had an impact on you? Just take a few moments to give yourself and give them gratitude, and have an amazing weekend. Take care. Thanks for listening. If you have a question, head to simonlovell.com or any of the social media channels and send a message. I'd love to feature you on an upcoming show. Also, if you enjoyed the show, please head and give a review. I always read them, and see you on another episode.